This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Great to be with you on a Monday morning. Some hard charging music here. I like it. Tell you what I also like. For the first time since the Eagles season wrapped up, John. And when I say wrapped up, I don't mean the final game. I mean like a couple days after the final game. When we were putting a bow on the season. That was the last time we talked to Jason Kelce. For the first time since then. Tomorrow. Jason Kelce on the show. 7:30 tomorrow.
Awesome.
In studio. So, you know, all the moves. Been a lot of guys out, some guys in, but obviously some more notable players have left. So Jason's thoughts on free agency. Who's the better athlete, me or Fritz? We'll cover the important things, John.
Oh, Jason's dying to get into that.
We'll cover the important things. Now, we look forward to having Kelce on the show tomorrow. Also, we should get...
That he knows Fritz's athleticism to some degree?
I mean, maybe. I look at Fritz. Just look at the guy. That's it. That's where I look.
Eye test.
Joe.
John.
Have you eye tested you?
Myself. So I'm a little unimpressed with myself.
Your
lately.
Buddy did.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's true.
But I go into training today. And this is like...
I like you calling it training.
Yeah. Like Chip Kelly, I'm training. I'm not practicing. I'm training.
Joe. How drastic do you think training can reform you if you don't really try that hard?
I know. I'm worried about that, too.
Like, you have to work.
I know.
If you want training to make a difference.
I can't do my gingerly strolls.
You have to hurt to make it better.
Well.
Like, to improve yourself.
I know.
It's going to take real, like... Dig in and try.
And that's like some of my worst stuff. I'm bad at that.
Yeah.
I know.
Effort, exertion,
I know.
Exertion, Joe. It's not comfort. It's exertion.
Well, all right. So here's another idea. I think tomorrow or Wednesday, maybe tomorrow, because I hear you, John. It's a problem. We should get Ike.
I just don't think I've ever seen you in this capacity. Like this idea of having to physically apply yourself.
I'm aware.
It has never happened, ever.
Well, when I was a kid, you know, I had some of that, but that was a long time ago. I mean, I'm 46, man. All right, so I think tomorrow we should get Ike or Spike on the show.
You are 46.
I know.
How old's Jack?
How old's Jack?
31.
Acts like 12 sometimes.
Yeah. Hey,
so that 15 years?
Yeah. Well,
that should register also.
You're George
Foreman.
Just turned
31 like a few days ago, so it's really like 16 years.
Thank you.
Is that concerning?
Yes.
Don't admit to that.
Yeah, no, I admit to it. I admit to it. By the way, I want to get either Ike or Spike on the show this week, maybe tomorrow, because like I'm not ready to talk to Fritz about any of this, but we need an emissary.
I like this idea.
To start.
Nice use of emissary.
You know
there.
What I mean? Yeah. Like figuring, like really honing in
like
on the sports.
Like we're nations that are colliding here.
Because at some point we actually have to actually plan it. It can't just be all theory. Like we got to get down to some nuts and bolts. And I do need some time to train. Like I ain't doing this next week. Late May, early June, maybe July. Just saying. Give me some time.
And then when that happens, you're going to be like, guys, I still need more time to train. I never did it. My fault.
But I can play golf anytime. I mean, that doesn't take training. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Nick in New Jersey. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Nick. Is Joe going to back out of all the events that require training?
Only if I get injured and can't continue, which is possible. I mean, that is, you got to admit, John.
If I pull the
probable,
if I pull the groin again, you know what I mean? I mean, then that would be a real problem.
No. Please.
Please.
No.
Please. I can't go through that again. All right. What do you got for us, Nick?
Listen, so the only way you're not going over is if you do like beat the hammer.
No, we're not doing that. This is sports.
No, this is all like physical. Arduous activity, Nick. That's why I don't think he has a chance.
I'm not.
You
know,
they actually discussed it on the afternoon show about possibly a beat the hammer, and I thought they were very disrespectful to James because they said if they did one, then James wouldn't be allowed to do the questions, questioning his integrity, I thought was rude.
That's not nice. I mean, Nick, we keep things nice, except when I say look at Jack, you know. And you got to admit, the guy just reeks of having no heart. I mean. You know what I mean?
I don't know about all that.
I can tell.
I can't believe this is about heart now.
Like, well, that's my only chance. Trying. Everyone says he's got more skill. So what can compensate? Heart.
So how does heart win a race? How does heart win a 40-yard dash?
Well, that I am less confident in than basketball and tennis and, you know, we'll see.
You're confident in basketball?
Yes, I am confident I will win
You're
basketball.
You're confident in one-on-one basketball?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that's one of my two that I have the best chance
that to
win.
That requires you to run, dribble.
All right, Nick, talk to us, my man. What do you got?
Listen, so I do think you are right about the lineup situation. I think it's absolutely absurd. We're talking about players' comfort. Like, I'm out here working in the rain, and we're talking about athletes making $1 million, talking about comfort. I think they can move a spot or two to make the lineup better, but that's just me.
I agree with you.
I sure hope they can.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But I do think you're totally wrong about the NCAA tournament. There's been phenomenal games left and right, stories left and right.
Good.
I mean, Cooper Flagg playing his former high school teammate, and then Roach playing his former team, the McNeese, Aura Khan, NIL student manager.
Yeah, that guy, what's that guy make, $100,000 NIL?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, the manager guy.
It's pretty funny, too.
That's incredible. Holy smokes. It's a wild story. All right, Nick, give me an answer for a tremendous scene that's got a vehicle in it.
So I know you're going to tell me it's not a scene, but it's probably in a documentary somewhere. I'm going to go with the O.J. Simpson Bronco.
Yeah, it's not a scene because we said movie or show, and yes, documentary, but
we're not looking for documentary.
That's not the heart of a show. All right, Seltzer, we are 3 hours and 12 minutes into this show. You and Rhea and callers have not convinced me, even come close to convincing me, that Rob Thompson's idea of using both Schwarber and Trey to lead off is a bad idea. So I'm going to give you another crack at it.
We're not going to convince you. You never get convinced, but I'll try.
Try.
Sure. Again, like, I know that caller and you are like, whoa, just go out and play. Like, sure, just do that. Do you want to win or not? Like,
yes.
Do we care?
Yes.
So we have to acknowledge that they're human beings and that guys play a certain way based on certain things and the situation they're in. So, and for Trey Turner especially, that's the one that really I have an issue with, where Trey Turner has had so many issues since he's been here, just locking in, having a good approach at the plate, and going and kicking butt. Like, we're going to be like, all right, Trey, you're leading off this game. Now you're two back and forth. Like, the approach is going to be all over the place. Like, just put a guy in a spot and let him go out there every day and play. Like, we are overcomplicating something that has been a real issue for this team. Like, if you want to give it a month and it doesn't work, then change it, fine. But, like, this whole, like, not back and forth, there's just no commitment to something here.
Well, there is a commitment to something. It's using both.
Yeah.
It's very similar to how...
One versus righty, one versus lefty.
Like, I'll give you an example. 93 Phils, just to use this one example. So David West and Larry Anderson were the two setup guys, and they both had outstanding years. And part of the deployment of when to use Larry Anderson or when to use David West was, are left-handed hitters about to come up or right-handed hitters about to come up? So sometimes West got the seventh inning and L.A. got the eighth inning. Sometimes
that's
LA.
Very different. Sometimes you know LA. That is relievers. That's what they do. Relievers pitch in different innings.
I mean, come on, Joe.
The lineup is different. You know that.
Why doesn't
every team do this? Why don't other teams do this? Like,
because normally you have one guy that's your primary guy.
You do, right? Yes. Yeah, that's usually what works best because that's what baseball players respond to.
Kyle Schwarber led off, and I did not expect, and it was unconventional, and I didn't expect that I would like it, but by the end of the year, it seemed like it was working out, and I did like it. Maybe this will take on the same sort of effect. It's unconventional. I do think it kind of makes sense, though.
I do too.
So maybe I will like it.
So, John, to be clear,
even partway through the season,
Rhea and Seltzer haven't convinced you either, right?
Not at all. No,
Rhea, you want to take a crack at
it? Here's my thought on it. Somebody complained. I will believe that.
You think this is a compromise?
I think this is an absolute compromise because behind the scenes, one of those players, one of the top players, complain that I don't like this. I want to try, you know, this is a ridiculous decision to make.
So you don't like the reason why they end up here?
Well, I think it's a dumb thing to do, but okay. I also think the reasoning behind it is one of the players complained.
Do you think Bryce is the most likely?
Yes, 100%.
That he prefers to hit three, but
correct,
will do some two, but keep me at three quite a bit.
I'll do some two, but you know, hey, I prefer three. And, you know, he literally,
it's possible.
The assistant general manager of this team.
Look, I can't say it's not possible. If that's the case, that would disappoint me greatly.
Have you changed your mind?
No, it doesn't change my mind. But I'll say if that's how they arrived at the answer, I would be disappointed. I would be, for sure. And we'll probably never find out. Let's get to Rashid in Westchester. Rashid, good morning.
Good morning, team. How are you today?
Doing well, Rashid.
I love the show, man. Thursday, I almost cried when I heard, you know, Angelo and Rhea and Al and Jonesy. And that was my favorite show, Joe. I didn't like you in the beginning when you came in.
I don't like me either. Well, thank you.
I mean, Rashid,
we're talking about
Hammer!
I mean, come on, my man.
I know. Listen, I love the show. You guys are great, you know.
Thank you.
I love all the show except for the afternoon show. I don't like
it. Oh, no. Come on, man.
It's Jack's fault. Yeah. That's the reason.
We're a big family around here.
Thank you, Rhea. Thank you, Rhea. You know, I mean, they always pick on the other host, you know what I mean? And that show is surviving only because I'll be honest with you.
Oh, no.
I mean, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's your opinion. I disagree. I think it's a great show, but... You're entitled.
I mean, I know it's a great show.
All right, Rashid, take your criticisms of them to them. Now it's getting a little weird. All right, go ahead. What do you got on the Phillies, buddy?
Okay, the Phillies, you know, Tapper, he's not a good manager. And we're not going to win the World Series because of him. You know, we could win the other two, you know, with the one we get against Arizona or whatever. And he's too stubborn anyway. So that's my opinion of him. Okay.
Well, for what it's worth, this would be something different if they used two leadoff hitters. I mean, we can't claim this to be same old. It's quite the opposite.
Just stay with one. I mean, baseball. All the team has the one lead. You know, leadoff. You know, for the whole lefty righty doesn't matter. You know what I mean? If you leadoff, you're going to be there. You know,
Rashid, let me ask you a question. Are you struck by the example I gave earlier that in 08, the Phillies, the entire season, flip-flopped Shane Victorino and Jason Wirth 2-6, depending on who the starting pitcher of the other team was? Does that hit you at all?
Yes.
Because they won a World Series that way, constantly flip-flopping 2-6.
Not the leadoff.
No, it's not. But
it was just two guys. Like, you're not changing the whole lineup.
That's right. You're right. That's fair. And, all right, my man. Give me a great scene with a vehicle.
One second, Joe. Please. Can you, James? Can you do like? Is this a challenge? You know, Joe. Challenge for you. Okay. Just one month of Beat the Hammer, just change the subject. No sports. Just like, you know, like geography, history. You know what I mean? I want to see how you do.
Well, okay? If it was history, I would dominate. If it's pop culture, I'm horrendous. We've established
that. No, like anything, you know. Anyway, yeah. So my scene is Nicolas Cage when he was driving Eleanor on the bridge and he jumped over the tow truck.
Gone in 60 seconds.
That's really, love that. I love Eleanor.
Yeah.
Well, I'm intrigued by that.
Love you guys.
But, all right.
I love you guys. You're the best, okay?
Thanks buddy. Rashid, give me a scene with a vehicle.
He did. Eleanor.
I did.
Oh, Eleanor. I didn't hear. He's talking about...
That's a vehicle. That's a GT500.
Is Eleanor the name of the movie?
It's the name of the car
in the movie.
The 67 GT500.
Oh, Gone in 60?
Gone in 60 seconds.
Dodge Shelby. Yep.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I thought he was asking me a trivia question because he was talking about trivia, and then I thought Seltzer answered the question. That's why I was so confused. All right,
that must have been confusing for you. Well, Eleanor is a car.
Okay, yeah, thank you. All right, let's play the Eleanor game.
A cool car, really cool car.
Eleanor Roosevelt, obviously. Let's see if we got any other Eleanors.
Rigby.
Oh, that's a big one,
wow.
John. You're up next.
We're going. I have no idea.
Clockwise, Eleanor. I'm out. Rhea, Eleanor.
Eleanor, God, it's not a name that you hear all the time. I don't know.
Seltzer has won. That might be our first one and done ever.
Did anybody have another Eleanor?
We have a caller named Eleanor.
We do.
Yeah.
All right, let's take her husband, Franklin. Let's do the Franklin game. All right, so FDR, obviously. I'll go first. Franklin, the Sixers mascot.
Yeah, that was the first
Rhea,
one that popped in my head,
Franklin
too.
Square.
Okay.
Can I do the Franklin, like, batting gloves?
I guess. And by the way, no last names. We're not opening up to Ben Franklin. John Franklin.
I don't know. Franklin Mint.
You're out.
Franklin Mint.
Oh, you're in. Franklin Pierce, the president.
That's who I was going to go with, damn.
Aretha Franklin?
We're not doing last names?
Oh.
Why not?
Because then it opens up too much.
Well, that was a good one.
Well, it would be, but I already said no last names.
No, you said it after she said it.
No, I said it before. James, you got a Franklin first name?
I don't think I have any more.
Yeah, I'm kind of out of bolts. Franklin.
These were terrible names.
Not great names for it. I agree.
It was a little rough.
You got one answer for each name. It just didn't roll.
You know what was also rough, John? So this thing about me getting in shape, at least hoping to.
Is it over already?
Hoping.
So last night.
It doesn't do anything.
I go to bed around 9:30 looking to shut it down. And I struggled, as I typically do on Sunday nights, to shut it down. So I thought, I'm going to have a Last Supper.
That's a great idea.
If Monday is my day to begin getting in shape, I deserve one more.
At 9 o'clock at night?
You ready for this? 9:55, I start looking up the diners.
What?
Oh, no.
And they all were closing at 10 p.m.
What
happened to the 24/7 diner?
That's outrageous.
All the diners in my area.
Sunday, too.
It is.
It doesn't matter. It should be 24 hours, 7 days a week.
That is the rule.
Yes.
Diners, 24/7, period, end of story.
Agree. You can't call yourself a diner.
Correct.
They call yourself something else.
So I had to go.
Hold on.
What?
You're talking about diner food that's being delivered, too,
No,
right?
I was going to go. Sit down, work on my book. I had a whole plan.
At 9:55 at night, you were going to go out to get something to eat.
Yes.
Because you wanted to be able to get to sleep.
Because he doesn't have food in his house.
Well, I think it was preventing me from sleeping. I was hungry.
You don't have food to prepare in your house,
right, so
you have to go out.
What was my pivot? It's not going to be hard to figure out. What was my pivot? Nope.
Wawa.
Nope.
Ice cream delivered?
McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I went to McDonald's, 2 Big Mac, fries, Coke.
Two?
Yeah. At like 11 at night or 10:30 at night?
It was about 10:20, 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number one, you know, two hot mustards.
You did 2 Big Macs, you said?
Yeah, and then I said, put me another Big Mac.
You ate 2 Big Macs?
I ate about 3/4 of the second Big Mac.
With the fries.
Wow.
Large
fries? It was the Last Supper. I don't do the supersized thing.
Oh, that's healthy.
The medium.
You're much more committed
to
making sure you eat enough before you work out than actually working out.
I'm just saying, I'm ripping the diner people around here. Not the
workers.
Well,
that part I agree with. 24/7.
The owners.
Yeah, don't call yourself a diner.
Diner owners. Like,
do you know
pick
how
up your game.
To eat healthy? Do you know how to eat the right things? Because remember, he never ate a strawberry until we forced him to try it.
Yeah, it's not my specialty.
I don't get that.
Yeah. Like, you don't eat vegetables, you don't eat fruit, you don't eat anything but a very small, limited list of things.
I got to pick it up. Look, the training has begun today. I mean, I haven't eaten anything bad today, except for those peanut butter crackers earlier this morning. Good morning to you. Hopefully the sun comes out to play today. Holy mackerel. It's a gray one out there. All right, so a little bit of Eagles news over the weekend. You may have missed it. It was a kind of under-the-radar move, but Avante Maddox left the Birds, goes to the Detroit Lions. Very solid Eagle. Had a good Eagles career. Real good Eagles career. And obviously when you consider where they drafted him and how much he played, it was a heck of a draft pick. And ultimately helped him win a championship. Helped him win a lot of games. Was he great? No. Was he good last year? No. But he was a solid player for most of his tenure. Got banged up a lot. Threw his body around quite a bit. Had versatility. Could play all sorts of different spots out there. And he was a player I really admired. I'll always look back fondly on Avante Maddox.
Played safety.
Yeah.
Free safety, strong safety. He was a cornerback on the outside for us. He was the nickelback. Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Greatest, but he could hold down the fort on a variety of expectations, and he was tough
except for that game against the Devontae Adams. Remember that game when he was outside, James? You remember that? He was outside corner.
What a mess.
Holy mackerel, that was brutal that night. But no, I like Avante, so, and he's a Lion. So, you know, he's
from Detroit, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, no, look, good for him. I mean, he probably doesn't have that long left in his career, would be my guess. I think we could see the diminishment happening in front of our eyes, you know. But, look, he made that play in the Super Bowl that they kind of, like, wrapped it up when he deflected that fourth down pass. And a tip of the cap to Avante. Really solid career. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Talk to Didi right now. Good morning, Didi.
Good morning. How are you all?
Great, Dee Dee.
Fantastic.
I wanted to give you another Franklin There was a Franklin character in the Peanuts comic strip.
There was,
anybody remembers that.
We didn't think of Franklin Mills, too.
Franklin Mills, John got the Franklin Mint. Franklin Mint was a pretty good get there, John.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Franklin, who was the Franklin Peanuts kid?
Yeah, one of the characters named Franklin.
Wow. I have no recollection.
I got nothing on that.
What Franklin did. Not a memorable character.
I don't know it either. All right, Dee Dee, what do you got on the Phillies?
Well, I am a huge Phillies fan. I was at Game 7 against the Diamondbacks, which was awful.
Yep.
I have a puppy whose name is Line Drive Shot Up the Middle, and her nickname is Raffy. Like, I live and die for the Phillies, and I'm at the point where it's a long season. I think it's worth giving the leadoff hitter's platoon a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open-minded to it. And in part, it's experimentation, see how it goes. And that's one thing that I'm very for. So I didn't expect it, but I think it makes a lot of sense.
Wait, they have to change something.
Well,
they can't just keep doing what they were doing because it hasn't been getting them far enough.
Ultimately, they have to change their approach at the plate, regardless of the sequence of who bats where. They, you know, certain guys have to bat better. And Trey Turner, by the way, is one of the main examples of that, because of all the guys that got to change their approach, he's supposed to be the best.
Hey, and what about the possibility that, hey, we see which guy feels most comfortable with leading off? Like, this is not set in stone that
it has to continue
for the duration of the season. It's possible that, I don't know, Trey Turner looks like he's really flying with this thing, taking off and running with it. Well, Schwarber's struggling. Maybe you stick with Trey for a while until he starts to. I don't know. You've got a lot of options with this. The fact is, you got more versatility with two guys. You got a guy coming from each side of the plate.
I like
our options here.
All right, Dee Dee, I need an answer from you. A scene in a movie or a show with a vehicle?
I don't think anybody said this yet. It's iconic. It's brilliant. It's terrifying and hilarious at the same time. In Jurassic Park, when the T-Rex is chasing the Jeep and you see the side view mirror and it says the object in mirror is closer than it appears.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
You got it, Dee Dee. All right. A second Jurassic Park answer today. Yeah.
And that is terrifying. I mean, the way that the screen is vibrating, it feels like it's vibrating your intestines.
I gotta say it again.
Terrified.
I really don't have a ton of memory on it.
Oh, come on.
I know the giraffes, really? The dinosaurs are back.
This is T-Rex. You're in an explorer. It's crunching you. Like, that really, I feel trapped when I think of that scene.
Good.
That really is an evocative scene.
All right, so we got three different Twitter poll questions of the day. Let's wrap them up right now. All brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. In a new Armin Chevrolet, available 2.9% financing for 72 months on new Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. All right, as we've been discussing throughout most of the show, do you like Rob Thompson's idea of using both Schwarber versus righties and Trey versus lefties to lead off? Yes or no? John, how do you think people voted?
If close to 50-50, but I'm going to say more people dislike it because people are just feeling that way about Topper right now.
You get it exactly right. I'm giving you $10.
61% say
thank dislike. God he's wrong. I don't even have any money in my wallet. I'd have to hand him a credit card.
Or just Venmo him.
But you're pretty close, John. 56% don't like it. 44 do. That's a good sniff out by you.
Thanks.
You know, that's pretty solid.
I got a big nose.
All right. Second poll question: which team should, not will, which team should the NFL schedule versus the Eagles to kick off the 2025 season? So, John, our four choices were Cowboys, Lions, Rams, Commanders. Now, our internal answers here was I was Washington. Rhea, you were the Rams?
I was the Rams, yeah.
And James, you were Detroit?
Dallas for Petty.
You were Dallas, and John, I think you were Detroit. So we actually covered all four answers here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John, how do you think people voted, all the thousands of votes we got online?
I think everyone still wants to see us beat the Lions. So
that is right.
Say the Lions win this one.
44% Lions, 30% Washington.
Dominant.
14% the Rams, and 12% the Cowboys.
Look at how bad the Cowboys have fallen.
Yeah, you're right.
Eagles fans don't even care.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Dallas is not going to happen because I don't think they're perceived as good enough to warrant it. Although I will say they are America's team.
No, they're not.
It's a Thursday night football thing. Dak will be back. I mean, he will be healthy.
They are a joke of a team. I mean,
well, that's why I don't think it's going to be them because it could be a mismatch. Could be.
Oh, man. Yes, it's a mismatch. They are, man, they're in bad shape.
James,
man.
which team is it going to be?
Well, I think, if I had to bet, I would probably bet on the Commanders. I think because they have two Commanders games to play with, and they're a big, NFC Championship game rematch. Jaden Daniels, a big deal. I think they want to save the Lions game, would be my guess.
So I think it's going to be the Rams, and my reason is because they don't do these NFC East games in September. So, now, look, I hope they break that trend. But, I mean, there is a pretty big trend the last 7 or 8 years since they, redid how they schedule teams. I'd love to see the Commanders game. If I had to guess which one it'll be, I'd guess the Rams, but we'll see. All right, third poll question. Better athlete, the Hammer or Fritz? Put another way, the Hammer versus the Tool, which I'm still calling for that to be the name of this thing. John, you got a pretty good name. Hammer versus the Tool, not bad. I score one for the Hammer with creativity. Uh-huh. All right, John, how did people vote? And I'm going to, I just want the ladies and gentlemen of Delaware Valley to remember this. Uh-huh. Boys and girls, I'm going to remember this poll result. I'm going to remember it.
This is fuel?
Yeah, I'm going to remember it. This is like Jordan getting cut from his varsity team as a sophomore.
Oh, that's a perfect
comparison. I just can't imagine why anyone would vote for you on this response.
And the votes
Someone actually thinks that you're a better athlete than Jack Fritz, the college athlete who's not, 15 years younger than you.
But not many people. 12%.
I can't believe you got 12%. Do you have 12%? They have DeCamera as their last name? Is that your family?
Can I say
calling
this?
In, voting
John,
in?
John, do you remember when Arya Stark killed Walter Frey the second time? Well, actually,
she only killed him once.
Well, no, she kind of kills him the second time because then she kills she wipes out the whole Frey group. Remember?
Right, but that's not, you can't kill someone
she
gets, twice.
Well, the face, okay, whatever. She's got the face and she rips it off. And you remember what she said? And this is how I feel to the audience that doubts me. She said to that little girl who's the one survivor, she says, let me try to get this right. She says, when people ask you what happened here, tell them the North remembers. Tell them winter came for House Frey.
Mm.
That's how I feel about people doubting me. But we'll see. Winter's going to come for a lot of people.
Winter's not coming.
You should be worried.
Joe, it's spring. Winter's not coming.
Well, yeah, it's sort of metaphorically speaking.
You should be so grateful that 12% of people were kind. I'm blown away that 12% said you're a better athlete than Jack.
12%. I voted for you.
You should be
Thank
really.
Thank you, Rhea. I didn't vote, but I tell you. All right, let's get to Rick right now.
Rhea voted for you. Does that make you feel better?
No, I can't root for Jack.
Does that make
I'm
you
sorry.
Feel better?
It's a pity vote.
Yes, it really is.
I know. Rick, good morning, pal.
Hey, how you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Wow. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah. Okay. I have a kind of heartwarming George Foreman story. There's a movie called When We Were Kings that came out in 95.
It's great
about
movie.
Foreman. Yeah, good movie. Won the Academy
Phenomenal.
Award that year. Yeah. Anyway, the producer of the film is named David Sonnenberg. He's a longtime client and a dear friend. And he tells me stories about this. And he said he got Ali and Foreman to attend the Academy Awards with him. And they came up on stage with him when he got his award. And he called George and asked him to come on. And George was hesitant, he said, because I got to have to see the film before I agree to come on. So he sent him the film. About a week later, he said, George called him back. And he said, he agreed to come on. And he said, I watched that movie 9 times. And every time I watched it, I was sure I was going to win.
That's great.
Anyway,
he had quite the personality.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll move on to the lead off.
No, I like it. Foreman was a legendary figure in American sports history. He really was.
Well, Dave said he's a really nice guy.
I'll say.
But anyway, I wanted to throw in a little bit about the leadoff position. In thinking about this a bit, both Turner and Schwarber have very similar on base percentages, .345-ish, I believe, is around there. And the difference, I think, is that if Turner gets to first base, there's a much better chance he'll turn it into a double by stealing second, whereas Schwarbs, of course, won't steal second. So I think that alone might tilt the advantage slightly to Turner, and that's just my take on it. I didn't always think that, but I've come around to that recently.
Well,
but
it's a factor. Anyway. There's no question. I mean, Trey's speed is a factor in this discussion. You know, I mean, look,
let's
Rick.
Hope he can use it.
Ideally, Trey Turner would be the leadoff hitter. Notice I said ideally, meaning he hits good enough to get on enough, and he steals a lot of bases, and he sets the tables, and like that'd be great. It'd be fantastic. Rick, appreciate the call. But, you know, he's got to get on a lot for that idealism to be realized.
He was brought here really to be the leadoff hitter.
He was.
Correct?
Yeah.
And he also shouldn't be playing shortstop, correct?
Yeah, correct.
This is going so well.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Maybe it's me. Maybe I missed something. Did the Phillies win 95 games with Schwarber as a leadoff hitter last year and 90 or something the year before that? Not the problem, folks. Turner and the rest of the lineup that comes up tiny in the big spots.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Hey, Joe, I got a buddy who went to Fairfield around the same time you did, and he said he was an acquaintance of yours, not a good buddy, but an acquaintance. And he said Melvin had a nickname, Melvin the Melon. And he said whenever you had your Playboy, Melvin the Melon was always right there with you. I don't know whatever that meant.
That ain't
strong,
right, man.
Strong work right there.
You got to admit, that Melvin story is up. I mean, how much – so for those that missed it earlier, I referenced this guy Melvin who worked the cafeteria in the deli at Fairfield. Because we had talked about Playboy one time, he called out, like, across the room to me about Playboy in front of all these girls that I mean, it was outrageous.
You were trying to impress?
Woo the ladies? It became a survive and advance moment at that point. I was just trying to get out of the damn conversation. It was brutal. It was brutal.
Joe, if you turn off the tournament games because you don't know anybody, that's your fault. You don't do any research. You don't watch the big games on ESPN, the conference tournaments. You just go into the tournament blind. Now I understand why you're not interested.
Yeah, no, I'll admit, guilty as charged there.
Heard you guys talking about George Foreman dying, man. I'm bummed. And by the way, that's one of the most iconic calls of any sport.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Rest in peace there, big guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
You know, an irony to that whole thing, with that being Cosell, one of his greatest calls, he at the end was so anti-boxing. He was, and that turned him off to sports. Yeah, it was. He got really angry at a lot of people at the end of his life. Yeah, he got fired by ABC because he was taking shots at ABC. He was taking shots at Al Michaels, but one
he
of
was
his
cranky.
He was very cranky. One of the shots he was taking, though, when Sugar Ray came back after a couple years out because of his eye injury, he thought it was barbaric that Sugar Ray was given a boxing license. So here, John is like the greatest boxing announcer of all time, and then he's like anti-boxing.
Right.
It was a very complicated end of his life. All right, let's get a couple more calls in here. Rick in Easton right now. Rick, good morning.
Yeah, so real quick on the topic. You know, since this is a long season, and we saw last year with such a huge lead over the Dodgers, and they wheeled us back in, coupled with this is a real, really long season, let Trey lead off for a month, then sit back, assess the situation, see what the results are, and then go from there. Schwarber wins games. There's no doubt about that. But he doesn't win championships here. And let's just give it a shot.
Hold on, Rick. I'm with you to an extent. He doesn't win championship. Here's my argument against that. He's not why they lost. I'm serious,
he
man.
There were
two all-time disasters last year, and I'm lumping groups together. Players stopped hitting. He wasn't one of them. Like, I think did JT go
0 for
the series, right? Like, 0 for the series. And then there was, like, five different relievers that all collapsed.
Okay.
So I just think it's unfair to say, like, he doesn't win championships. Well, maybe if the other guys played better in October, he would have.
You countered. Now let me give you a counter to that.
Sure.
So I agree with you that he is not the reason, but it's a team game. And him in the middle of the lineup, I think, makes the players around him better.
That's possible. I admit that's possible. Yes, that is possible.
Just give it a shot. It's a long season. Give it a shot.
All right, Rick, we got to turn two right now, my man. Absolutely. We're moving fast. Best scene with a vehicle.
Die Hard 3 with a Vengeance with Samuel Jackson, that car scene through Central Park.
You got it, my man. Die Hard 3. All right, we're looking for great answers for the best scene with a vehicle. There's still major answers that haven't been said yet. Major. David in Northeast Philly. David, give me an answer.
Steve McQueen. He played
in Bullet?
Detective.
You talking about Bullet?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
All right, you got it, David. Let's get to Mark right now. Mark, give me a scene.
The scene in Pulp Fiction where John Travolta and Samuel Jackson driving in a car and they shoot the guy in the face when they hit a bone.
All right, that one had
That's
not
different.
Been said.
No,
right?
He was talking about the cleanup of that.
Yeah, that was different.
Yep. Ziggy, Lehigh Valley. Zig, give me a scene.
Yeah, the A-Team, when they fly the tank to the lake, and then they drive the tank out. It's awesome.
All right, and that's one particular episode?
No, that's the movie, A-Team.
Oh, okay.
The remake, A-Team.
You got it, my man. Tank in and out of water. Okay. Holy mackerel, we got a lot of answers here.
That's like a custom-made scene for this side, by the way, and a tank is pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, so we got to move kind of fast. Let me just ask this. Without me reading all, like, 25 answers, is there any one that you guys remember?
Thelma and Louise.
That's big.
Yeah, that's up there for sure.
So the end of Back to the Future is notable.
Yeah.
You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat is notable.
It's big, too.
I love that one.
You got Fast Times at Ridgemont High with Jefferson's car. You got Ace Ventura with his head out the window. You got the Blues Brothers was said, Animal House was said, Jurassic Park was said, Speed jumping over the freaking thing was said. And you got an Airplane with Kareem.
I like Gotta Need a
Bigger Boat. Oh, and you got the French boat. And you got the French Connection.
Yeah.
That's big.
Not as into that one.
Well,
I know you're Gene Hackman.
Oh, I love him. Rhea, what are you thinking?
I like Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise probably.
Yeah.
James?
Yeah, Jaws and Thelma and Louise are my top two.
I think Jaws.
Thelma and Louise. I go Thelma and Louise.
Yep, I'm fine with Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise. Ruth, congratulations with your answer, Thelma and Louise. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.